And here is proof, if it were needed, in the Daily Star. A letter from somebody called F.C. Fosdick of Streatham. Mm. My short-sighted wife, who can never find footwear to fit her, suddenly cried out in the shoe shop, "Perfect! Oh, that's real comfy!" I hurried over, here it comes, to find that she had her foot jammed in a shoebox.
That isn't... Oh,
that's not true. It's not true. And the Star couldn't have printed it.
It is here. It is here. F.C. Fosdick, Streatham. My short-sighted wife, who can never find footwear to fit her, suddenly cried, "Perfect! That's comfy!" Yeah. I hurried over to find she had her foot jammed in her shoe. Yeah. They've run it.
Yeah.
They have run
the Fosdick letter.
That is extraordinary. That's in a newspaper. Someone with their foot in a shoebox, and they've run that letter. But then again, there isn't anyone. I like to think of the levels of society, from the protozoa right up to, well, me. And I like to think of people like that, even though I was described on a letter to a teletext. The teletext letters page is a constant joy, full of things like this. And the other day he said, "Who is this person presenting ITV's Win, Lose or Draw?" He never keeps still for a moment. Just what television needs, another bubble-headed male. Bubble-headed! I'm a star soccer. The direct route leads you there straight away.